Plenty of phone calls are going in. Obviously, there's speculation regarding our players as well. But obviously, after the press that I do today, I'll be going back to the ground, seeing what feedback we've got off players that, you know, that we think might come and affect our squad. And obviously, catch up if there's any development with our players and that. But it's going to be busy. Hopefully, we can get the right sort of people into Blackpool. But, you know, saying that, we've still got a decent squad here that, you know, we're not going to bring them in for bringing in sake. We want to make sure that they affect the team.
Pretty cosmetic interview because 10 hours remain in the transfer window. Lots of speculation still around Tom Ince. Even had one this morning from Leeds about Matt Phillips. There's stuff flying around all the place, isn't it?
Yeah, like you're saying, we're talking about quality players here, which is fantastic for us. But I spoke about before, there's a lot of players out there who've gone for big, big money, and we class our players as good as them. So, you know, as much as we want them to go and progress and, you know, go and play at the highest standard, we're not going to give them away cheap here. And it's got to be right for the football club. One thing that we've got to make sure, if these lads go out, we've got replacements ready to come in.
So at this stage, you can't say, and no one can say, no one's going anywhere. The price will dictate that.
Yeah, that's right. We know we've highlighted certain positions that we're a little bit short of, especially defenders here. I think we're quite all right in the midfield department. We've got a nice blend of flair in there and steel in there. So I'm not saying that we're not going to do anything today, but we've got to make sure that when they come in, I don't want people just coming in into the squad and making the numbers up. I want to make sure that they're going to bring some at the table and affect the first team.
Is it a case too, have you got to be working hard to try and find places for players who maybe need to get out of the club?
Yeah, you know, we've got a lot of players behind the first team that need games, that need to go out and play. So we've got to go and monitor that. You know, my phone's been ringing, so I'll be getting in touch with the agents, getting in touch with the players if they fancy going to these moves and that. So it is, it's going to be ongoing all day. And I know I'm talking a little bit blind, shall we say, at the moment, but, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen between now and 11 o'clock tonight. Yeah.
Let's personalise it then. What's the lads been like this morning? What have we been saying to Tom Ince, to, you know, Alex Baptiste has been mentioned as well in this transfer window. Matt Phillips, just to name three. I mean, how have they been this morning?
Well, we was going to train up at Squiresgate today. Obviously, it was underwater and the conditions was horrendous up there. So we had to have a plan B, which we're good at here. And we went up to the AstroTurf and they've just come up, had food here. And to be fair, they've been fantastic. You know, there's always leave your phones on and is anyone wrong and all that. But it's... you know, these things might develop, and the good thing is that people are speculating about 3, 4, 5 of our players. So, you know, that proves what sort of quality we've got here in that. So, one, we don't want them to go, but they've been fantastic in training. You know, like I said, the lads, they have a go at each other, but it's the training's been good this week.
For a young man who's just turned 21 this week, his dignity in all this has been absolutely superb, I think, for Tom Ince, and most people would say that. He's kept his counsel, he's committed himself to the club, but, you know, said, as you say, the price could dictate anything.
The way he's handled himself has been fantastic. You know, the speculation that he's had there, I think he's done a world of good to get them two goals because he's got a little spring in his step. He's been disappointing that he's not scoring. But even when he's not been scoring, he's been creating the chances. And I said, that's a plus side. You know, I said, when you're not creating these chances, that's the time to worry. We still talk, we still work on his game about his movement and how we can create the chances. But like I say, he's got a very experienced head on young shoulders, and he's a quality player. And you've just touched on Matt Phillips there, Alex Baptiste. You know, Matt Phillips is probably rushed him back too much, 2 months out, and I tried to get him back in. So we've been doing extra training. We made a game for him on Monday. He's been training in the afternoons, doing an hour on his own with me and that. So he's another fantastic one to get back going again, and he'll be raring to go as well.
How's this day been for caretaker boss Steve Thompson, who's already a bit stressed on the coaching side of dealing with things, and now you're dealing with a transfer deadline day?
It's just another part of the day. I have to make sure the fax machine's on
or off, depends who's coming in.
It's just part of being the manager. You know, I'll go in there, talk to my staff later on, talk about the Barnsley, talk about the team, talk about what we can improve in training, what we're going to do tomorrow. So it's all part of being a manager, and it's, you know, I'm thoroughly enjoying it. And it's you know, like I say, get the day out of the way, training tomorrow, have an head count tonight, sort the session plan out tomorrow, and it's just a normal day.